Surah Al-Buruj. Al-Buruj, the great stars, also explained as planets or high positions in the heavens. Buruj is plural of burj. Burj means tower. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Was-samaa'i dhatil buruj. By the sky containing great stars. Wal-yawmil maw'ud. And by the promised day. Wa-shahidin wa-mashhud. And by the witness and what is witnessed. Qutila ashabul ukhdud. Destroyed, cursed were the companions of the trench. These were agents of a tyrannical king who refused to allow his people to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their evil deed, in obedience to their ruler, earned them the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Destroyed, cursed were the companions of the trench, containing the fire full of fuel when they were sitting near it. And they, to what they were doing against the believers, were witnesses. They threw the believers into a trench filled with fire. Then they sat at its edge, watching them burn to death. This event occurred before the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, such cruelty. Allah says, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. And they resented them not, except because they believed in Allah, the Exalted in Might, the Praiseworthy, to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and Allah over all things is witnessed. Why do people hate Tawheed so much? It is because Shaitan has infused their souls. Subhanallah, may Allah protect us and our generations till the end of time from the influence of Shaitan. Ameen. Allah warns, indeed those who have tortured the believing men and believing women and then have not repented will have the punishment of hell and they will have the punishment of the burning fire. Indeed those who have believed and done righteous deeds will have gardens beneath which rivers flow. That is the great attainment. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. Indeed the assault, the vengeance of your Lord is severe. Indeed, it is He who originates creation and repeats it. And He is the forgiving, the affectionate. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدِ فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. Honorable owner of the throne, effector of what He intends. Allah does very effectively whatever He wills. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْجُنُودِ. Has there reached you the story of the soldiers? Those of Pharaoh and Thamud, but they who disbelieve are in persistent denial, while Allah encompasses them from behind. But this is an honored Quran. Bal huwa Quranun Majid fi lawhim mahfuz, inscribed in a preserved slate. That is the honor of the Quran. Surah At-Tariq. Tariq, that which comes at night. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged its recitation in the Maghrib Salah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Was-samaa'i wat-tariq. By the sky and the night comer. Wa ma adraka mat-tariq. And what can make you know what is the night comer? An-najmu thaqib. It is a piercing star. A star whose light pierces through the darkness. Allah swears by these great creations. And the subject of these great oaths is, there is no soul but that it has over it a protector, someone who watches him. So let man observe from what he was created. Do not be arrogant, Allah says. Look at who you are. He was created from a fluid ejected, emerging from between the backbone and the ribs. Indeed, He, Allah, to return him to life is able. The day when secrets will be put on trial. The secrets, exposed, examined, judged. Then he, man, will have no power or any helper. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever is questioned is destroyed. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua in his salah. Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira. O Allah, take an easy reckoning of me. So Aisha radiallahu anha asked, what does easy reckoning mean? He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will look at the book of deeds and forgive. An easy reckoning is, someone is presented the book of deeds, shown their mistakes, and then forgiven by Allah's mercy. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ameen. But will our sins, our secrets be exposed to the public? Will we be questioned in the public? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim, so he should not oppress him, nor should he hand him over to an oppressor. Whoever fulfilled the needs of his brother, Allah will fulfill his needs. Whoever brought his Muslim brother out of a discomfort, Allah will bring him out of the discomforts of the day of resurrection. And whoever screened a Muslim, Allah will screen him on the day of resurrection. Meaning if we cover the faults of someone else in this dunya, then Allah will cover our faults from others in akhirah. So what is the balance here? If someone sees from his brother or sister something private, meaning a sin, then don't expose him. Do not spread it between people. Rather cover it for him and then advise him. Direct him toward good. Call him to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not expose him to the people. Do not talk about it with others. And whoever does this and covers for his brother or sister, Allah will cover for him. Allah will cover his faults in this dunya from other people and in akhirah from other people. As for those that expose sins and they don't have shyness about it, they expose themselves to people, then they shame themselves. Therefore, they are not the ones you cover up for, like the one that drinks alcohol in front of people. In a market and gathering places, they have shamed themselves. This is not the place to cover up the ones. These are the ones who expose themselves and they announce their sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. Ameen. The day when secrets will be put on trial, then he, man, will have no power or any helper. By the sky which returns rain, and by the earth which cracks open with the growth of plants, indeed it, the Qur'an, is a decisive statement, and it is not amusement. Indeed they are planning a plan, but I am planning a plan. So allow time for the disbelievers, leave them a while. Surah Al-A'la, A'la, the Most High. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite this in the Eid, the two Eid prayers and also Jumu'ah prayer along with Al-Ghashiyah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sabbih isma Rabbika Al-A'la. The tasbih as a reply to this is Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la. Exalt the name of your Lord, the Most High. Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la. Alladhi khalaqa fasawwa. Who created and proportioned, وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى, and who destined and then guided, وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَى, and who brings out the pasture, فَجَعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى, and then makes it black stubble. Everything that grows in this dunya dies, disintegrates. We will make you recite, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you will not forget. Accept what Allah should will. Indeed, He knows what is declared and what is hidden, and He will ease you toward ease. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى. So remind, if the reminder should benefit. Remind who? He who fears Allah will be reminded, Allah says. But the wretched one will avoid it. He who will enter and burn in the greatest fire, neither dying therein nor living. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people of hell will remain there, never dying and never living. But there are people who will enter hell because of their sins and will be killed therein, so that they will become like coals. Permission will be granted for intercession to be made, and they will be brought forth in groups and spread on rivers of paradise. And it will be said, O people of Jannah, pour water on them. Then they will grow like seeds in the silt left by a flood. Sahih Muslim. Like coal, subhanallah. May Allah have mercy. May Allah grant us afiyah. Ameen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, some people will be brought out of the fire, having been burned all over except for their faces, and they will enter paradise. Don't just ask for Jannah. Ask Allah to avoid hellfire altogether. Altogether. Allah save us from hellfire. Allah says in the Quran, قو انفسیکم و اہلیکم نارا. Allah does not say, make your children, make your families, help them to enter Jannah, teach them so they will enter Jannah. No, Allah says, قو انفسیکم و اہلیکم نارا. Save yourselves and your family from hellfire. Because once a person is saved from hellfire, they will go into Jannah. Every single person who says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, will enter Jannah. But for every such person, the route will not be direct. The route will not be direct. Muslim reports in a lengthy hadith from Abu Huraira, and the previous ahadith mentioned about the people of hellfire going into Jannah are also from Sahih Muslim. This particular one is from Abu Huraira, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes the hereafter and says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has finished judging mankind and wants to bring whomever He wills out of hell by His mercy, He will order angels to bring forth those upon whom He wishes to bestow His mercy of the people, who never associated anything in worship with Allah, who said, La ilaha illallah. But where are they? They are in hellfire. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued, the angels will recognize them in hell and will know them by the mark of sujood on their foreheads. Subhanallah. The fire will consume all of a man except the mark of sujood, which Allah has forbidden to the fire to consume. They will be brought forth, having been burned in the fire. The water of life will be poured on them, and they will grow like seeds left by still after a flood. Allah will also say, look for anyone who has the weight of a mustard seed of faith in his heart and bring him out. Bring him out from where? From hell, from burning in the fire. Subhanallah, we ask Allah for afiyah, ameen. Then whoever has an atom's weight of goodness in his heart will be brought out of the fire. Sahih Muslim. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. He has certainly succeeded who purifies himself. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. And mentions the name of his Lord and prays. بَلْ تُؤْسِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. But you prefer the worldly life, while the hereafter is better and more lasting. Indeed, this is in the former scriptures, the scriptures of Abraham and Moses. Each of us should look into ourselves. What do I prefer? This dunya or akhirah? Surat Al-Ghashiyah. Al-Ghashiyah, the overwhelming, one of the names of resurrection. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hal ataka hadithul ghashiyah? Has there reached you the report of the overwhelming event? Some faces that day will be humbled, working hard and exhausted, doing deeds during worldly life which did not benefit them at all, because they did not prefer the end, they did not prefer the later life. Ibn Abbas said, these are like Christians. This is from Sahih Bukhari. Most Christians have good intention. They fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the greatest mistake that they have done? They have committed shirk. If they die committing shirk, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not appreciate all of their hard work. They will be given in this world reward, but in akhirah, Allah says such people will have no share. They will enter to burn in an intensely hot fire. They will be given drink from a boiling spring. For them there will be no food except from a poisonous thorny plant, which neither nourishes nor avails against hunger. People keep on eating because they're still hungry, despite the fact that they will eat this thorny poisonous plant. We ask Allah for afiyah, ameen. Wujuhun yawma idhin na'ima. Other faces that day will show pleasure. Li sa'yiha radiya. With their effort they are satisfied. In an elevated garden. Now, why are they satisfied with their effort? Because they finally recognized that what they had done was good. On that day, they will be satisfied with their efforts. May Allah make us of these people. Ameen. In an elevated garden, wherein they will hear no unsuitable speech. Another beautiful attribute of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that in Surah An-Naba. Within it is a flowing spring, within it are couches raised high and cups put in place, ready for us. Everything is ready for us. And cushions lined up and carpets spread around. Then do they not look at the camels, how they are created? And at the sky, how it is raised? And at the mountains, how they are erected? And at the earth, how it is spread out? فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. So remind, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are only a reminder. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرْ. You are not over them a controller. However, he who turns away and disbelieves, then Allah will punish him with the greatest punishment. Indeed, to us is there returned, then indeed upon us is their account. This ayah, ayah number 22, where Allah says, you are not over them a controller, was abrogated because it was revealed before Hijrah. Afterwards, in Medina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Muslims to fight in their defense and to establish Islam in that area. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have been ordered to fight people until they say, La ilaha illallah. When they accept, they have saved their lives and wealth from me. Accept by its right, then their account is with Allah. Bukhari and Muslim. Surat Al-Fajr. Al-Fajr, the dawn. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal-Fajr, wal-layalin ashr. By the dawn and by the 10 nights. What 10 nights? They're usually interpreted as the first 10 nights of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. In Sahih Bukhari from Ibn Abbas, that the Prophet ﷺ said, there are no days in which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah than these days, meaning the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So they said, not even fighting jihad in the way of Allah? He said, not even jihad in the way of Allah, except for a man who goes out for jihad with his self and his wealth, and he does not return with any of that. And by the 10 nights, and by the even number and the odd, meaning all of the nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by those nights, and by the night when it passes, is there not in all that an oath sufficient for one of perception? Have you not considered how your Lord dealt with Ad, to whom Hud alayhi salam was sent, with Iram, who had lofty pillars, another name for the first people of Ad? Their pillars supported their tents or their buildings, the likes of whom had never been created in the land, Allah says, and with Thamud, to whom Saleh alayhi salam was sent, who carved out the rocks in the valley, and with Pharaoh, the owner of stakes, he used to use those stakes to torture people. All of them, all of whom oppressed within the lands and increased therein the corruption. So your Lord poured upon them a scourge of punishment. Indeed, your Lord is in observation. And as for man, when his Lord tries him and thus is generous to him and favors him, he says, my Lord has honored me. He is proud rather than grateful. He attributes his favor to his own merit. He doesn't realize that khair is also a trial from Allah to see whether he would be grateful or whether he would deny. Allah says, but when he, Allah, tries him and restricts his punishment, this is the other kind of trial. He says, my Lord has humiliated me. Rabbi ahanan. This was not humiliation. This was another test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come back to me now. Because the reason is, kalla balla tukrimun al yatim. No, but you do not honor the orphan. The orphans, the Prophet ﷺ said, it is the best home in which an orphan is treated well. The worst home is one in which he is treated harshly. Then he showed with his finger, me and a guardian of an orphan will be like this in Jannah. His two fingers were together. Alhamdulillah. Allah says, no, but you do not honor the orphan, and this has a direct effect on our worldly life. And you do not encourage one another to feed the poor, and you consume inheritance, devouring it altogether. You don't care whether it is lawful or whether it is unlawful. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. And you love wealth with immense love. كَلَّا. No. When the earth has been leveled, pounded and crushed, and your Lord has come and the angels rank upon rank and brought within view. That day is hell, that day man will remember. But how good to him will be the remembrance! Hellfire will be rained and brought in with 70,000 rains, with 70,000 angels, who will pull it to the left of the throne. And the Anbiya and the close angels will fall to their knees, saying, Ya Rabbi, Nafsi, Nafsi, myself, myself. What good will remembrance help them then? What good will admonition help them then? Yaqulu ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Oh, I wish, he will say, man will say, oh, I wish I had sent ahead some good for my life. Li hayati. This is my life. Allah says, so on that day, none will punish as severely as his punishment, and none will bind as severely as his binding of the evildoers. To the righteous it will be said, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'innah. O reassured soul, reassured, satisfied, peaceful, tranquil soul. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Return to your Lord, well pleased and pleasing to him. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, and enter among my righteous servants. Wadkhuli jannati, and enter my paradise. These ayat, from Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna to the end, were revealed when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, O Messenger of Allah, there is nothing better than this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, this will indeed be said to you. This is the highest form a human soul can take. From nafsul ammara, the nafs that ordains evil, to nafsul lawama, the nafs that reproaches you, your conscience bothers you, the soul of a believer. At the end, nafsul mutma'inna, tranquil. Why tranquil? At that moment, the soul will see those angels with the wrappings of Jannah, waiting to wrap his soul, waiting to wrap her soul. And that will be a time of tranquility and peace. That will be a time for welcoming that soul. That is a time for good news. O Allah, I ask you for a nafs, a soul that is satisfied with you, that believes in meeting you, which is satisfied with your decisions and is satisfied with what you have given. Ameen. Surah Al-Balad. Al-Balad, the city. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. I swear by this city, Makkah. And you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are free of restriction in this city. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a muttafiqun alayhi hadith, Allah has made the city sacred from the time He created the heaven and earth. So this is sacred because Allah made it so. Its tree will not be cut. Its thorns will not be removed. It was made halal for me for one day, meaning the conquest of Makkah that day. And today, its hurma, its sacredness, its sanctity has returned, just like yesterday. If anyone presents my example as evidence for fighting, then say to him that Allah gave me permission, whereas you do not have permission. وَوَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدْ, and by the father, and that which is born of him, said to be Adam a.s. Allah says, we have certainly created man into hardship. Does he think that never will anyone overcome him? He says, I have spent wealth in abundance, showing off, spending in useless things. Does he think that no one has seen him? Have we not made for him two eyes and a tongue and two lips, and have shown him the two ways, the good and evil? But he has not broken through the difficult pass. Aqaba, falaqtaham al-aqaba. Mountain passes, difficult, it is difficult to do good. And what can make you know what is breaking through the difficult pass? It is the freeing of a slave, the feeding on a day of severe hunger, an orphan of near relationship, or a needy person in misery. Allah reiterates, it is easy. Feed people, feed on a day of severe hunger. feed people, feed orphans, feed needy people in misery. Just give them a meal. Feed people. Allah says, and then being among those who believed and advised one another to patience and advised one another to compassion. Allah says, they care about people. They look out for those who are hungry and they give them of their food. Whatever they can manage, they share. And then, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He is of those who believe. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Enjoin each other to be patient in following the obligations. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. And they advise each other to be compassionate. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah is kind and He loves kindness and He gives upon kindness what He does not give upon anything else. Ulaika ashabul maimana, those are the companions of the right, meaning those who will be given their book of deeds in the right hand. But they who disbelieved in our signs, those are the companions of the left. Over them will be fire enclosed in. Surah Ash-Shams. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wash-shamsi wa duhaha. By the sun and its brightness. Wal-qamari idha talaha. And by the moon when it follows. Wan-nahari idha jallaha. And by the day when it displays it. The day displays the earth. And by the sky and He who constructed it. And by the earth and He who spread it. And by the soul and He who proportioned it. Balanced it, refined it, created sound tendencies and consciousness. Allah swears by Himself, and inspired it with discernment, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, and inspired it with discernment to know the difference between its wickedness and its righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ilham. Ilham. Every single human being is born with the ability to judge between right and wrong. It also has the ability to do fujur. Fujur is massive disobedience. It also has the ability for righteousness. For taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are we supposed to do? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. He has succeeded who purifies it, who purifies the soul, reduces, gets control of the wicked part of it, and enhances, strengthens, by the permission of Allah, with His help, its righteousness. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And he has failed who instills it with corruption. Allah says, look at this example. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِتَغْوَاهَا. Thamud denied their prophet by reason of their transgression. When the most wretched of them was sent forth to harm the camel, which had been sent by Allah as a sign for them. The Prophet was sent, Salih alayhi salam was sent, to teach them purification, but they refused. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the Messenger of Allah, Salih alayhi salam, said to them, do not harm the camel of Allah, or prevent her from her drink. So there will come a time in every person's life, at least once or twice a year, as Allah says in the Quran, do they not see that we try him once or twice a year, man? So the camel came as a trial for the people of Thamud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but they denied him and hamstrung her. They cut her shins, killed her. So their Lord brought down upon them destruction for their sin and made it equal upon all of them. وَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا. And he does not fear the consequence thereof. Allah is not asked about what He does. Nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but His servants will be asked. We should ask, O Allah, I seek refuge in You from Your anger. Ameen. Surah Al-Layl. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal-layli idha yakhsha. By the night when it covers. Wal-nahari idha tajalla. And by the day when it appears. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. And by He who created the male and female. إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Indeed, your efforts are diverse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the subject of this surah is, look at your efforts. You're all going in different directions. Allah says, As for he who gives and fears Allah and believes in the best reward, we will ease him towards ease. We will make it easy for him to have an easy life. But as for he who withholds and considers himself free of need, a miser, and denies the best reward, we will ease him toward difficulty. And what will his wealth avail him when he falls? When he dies, when he is destroyed, or he falls into hellfire, is his wealth, the one that he was saving, is it going to help him? Indeed, incumbent upon us is guidance, and indeed to us belongs the hereafter and the first life. So I have warned you of a fire which is blazing. None will enter to burn therein except the most wretched, who had denied and turned away. But the righteous one will avoid it. Alladhi yu'ti ma lahu yatazakka. This and the next ayat were revealed about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he who gives from his wealth to purify himself, clear intention in writing those checks, in putting in those donation boxes, at that moment a person thinks, I am doing this so that my sins are forgiven, so that Allah will have mercy upon me. Allah says, and not giving for anyone who has done him a favor to be rewarded, does not intend any reciprocation or any benefit to himself, but only seeking the countenance of his Lord, the Most High, and he is going to be satisfied. Wala sawfa yarda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he promised him that soon he is going to be very happy and satisfied. With what? With what Allah has in store for him in return. Surah Ad-Duha. Ad-Duha means the morning brightness, the brightness or heat of the sun. This surah was revealed after the idolaters, the polytheists, started accusing the Prophet ﷺ that Muhammad's Lord has abandoned him ﷺ because Jibril ﷺ did not visit him for a few days. Another narration states that the Prophet, peace be upon him, became ill, so he did not stand for prayer for a night or two. Then a woman came and said, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I think that your devil has finally left you. It affected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this beautiful surah to encourage him. Wad-duha, Allah swears by the morning brightness. Why morning brightness? Because when brightness comes, good news comes. It's a new day. Allah says, Wal-layli idha saja, and by the night when it covers with darkness, when it becomes still. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Your Lord has not taken leave of you, nor has he detested you. And the hereafter is better for you than the first life. Allah tells him, you will hear more of this criticism. But in the next life, you will not hear any of those words. Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. And your Lord is going to give you, and you will be satisfied. Your heart will be eased, the pain will go away, and you will be happy and blissful. Allah says, did he not find you an orphan and give you refuge? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a favorite of his uncle, favorite of his dada. He lost his father before he was born, and he lost his mother when he was 6. But he was well loved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he found you lost and guided you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him to Islam, to the truth. And he found you poor and made you self-sufficient. He married Khadija radiallahu anha and became self-sufficient. Allah says, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. So because of all this wonderful thing, these wonderful events in his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken care of him so well. So as for the orphan, do not oppress him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never oppress an orphan. This is a reminder now for us, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us self-sufficient, when we were lost and he guides us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us enter and be part of families. Allah has provided guardians for us in this world. So what are we supposed to do? Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan? Is the jaza, the reward of ihsan, the answer for ihsan, except ihsan? Allah says, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقَهَرْ. So as for the orphan, do not oppress him. And as for the petitioner, the one who asks, do not repel him. But as for the favor of your Lord, report it. Tell people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you. How do you tell people? You help those who Allah has not given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some more than others so that He tries us with that wealth. But what is real wealth? Al-Ghani means someone who is self-sufficient, enriched. Allah tells the Prophet, peace be upon him, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. And we found you poor and made you أَغْنَى, self-sufficient, غِنَى. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, real ghina is not the abundance of things, but ghina is abundance of the heart. You feel enriched. You feel free of need, satisfied. Surah Ash-Sharh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ash-Sharh means expansion. Alam nashrah laka sadrak? Did we not expand for you your breast, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did we not enlighten, reassure, gladden your heart with guidance? وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ. And we removed from you your burden by forgiving any errors that he might have committed. Burden can also refer to anxiety experienced by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the beginning of his mission. Allah says, did we not expand for you your breast? A constricted breast is a sign of anxiety, and an expanded breast is a sign of relief. Allah says, Allah removed his burden which had weighed upon your back and raised high for you your repute. In Makkah, people were always blaming Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were accusing him. But then in Medina, people welcomed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had to flee from one city, fearing for his life. But when he was entering Medina, people were already lined up looking for him, waiting to receive him with palm trees, with songs. What a transition. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. This is a sign that Allah says, for indeed with hardship will be ease. مَعَ means along with it. So when difficulty is coming for a believer, along with it the ease has started, but it manifests itself a little bit later. Allah says again, in case we have not understood, inna ma'al usri yusra. Now believe, Allah says, indeed with hardship will be ease. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. So when you have finished your duties, then stand up for worship. وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And to your Lord direct your longing. Now turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is going well. The burden has been lifted. Do not leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not abandon Him then, but turn more to Him. How high is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How high is His repute? Whenever Allah's name is mentioned, His name is mentioned. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In adhan, His name is mentioned. As the adhan rolls across the world, minute by minute, His name is mentioned. Every time someone makes durood, every time we pray the salah and say salam, attayyatu, he is mentioned, salam is sent upon him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the highest station in Jannah, maqamun mahmood. Surah At-Teen, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. At-Teen, the fig. Wat-Teeni waz-Zaytoon, by the fig and olive. Allah is swearing by the places that are known for their production, Damascus and Jerusalem. وَطُورِ سِينِينَ, and by the Mount Sinai. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ, and by the secure city, Makkah. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have certainly created man in the best of stature, upright, symmetrical, balanced in form and nature, best nature, best intelligence, ability to reach the highest of akhlaq. Allah says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we return him to the lowest of the low. The sinners become debased, humiliated in the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except, Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Except for those who believe and do righteous deeds, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ For they will have a reward uninterrupted. So what yet causes you to deny the recompense? Is not Allah the most just of judges? Allah has created us in the best image. And He will see, He will judge, who has truly purified himself and maintained it, and who has debased himself.